USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For a second day, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is on Capitol Hill answering lawmaker questions about his report, which finds the FBI mishandled the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Republican Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Bob Goodlatte opening the hearing moments ago.
Why should Americans care about what we're talking about here today? Because our Constitution guarantees equality under the law. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
A group of Amazon shareholders urging the CEO, Jeff Bezos, to stop pitching the company's facial recognition tool to law enforcement agencies, saying it could ultimately violate civil and human rights. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A federal judge throwing out a Kansas law requiring voters to show proof of citizenship. The judge ruled that the law violated the 14th Amendment and the National Voter Registration Act. Under it, people had to show a passport, birth certificate, or other proof of citizenship to register to vote. Amid great debate and in some cases outrage at a White House zero-tolerance policy for illegal immigrants coming across the border from Mexico with children, resulting in the separation of the kids from their parents, Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says cooler heads should prevail. He says there should be a compromise that could be reached.
We don't want to break families up, but we do want to make sure that if people are caught coming here illegally, they show up for their court date. That's the dilemma. So if a family is caught at the border, a mother and father and the children, what I want to do is make sure they stay together, but the parents show up for the hearing and they get deported together if they broke the law.
He was speaking last night on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some big changes coming to the way New York City police officers enforce marijuana laws in the Big Apple. Reports are police will issue a summons instead of making an arrest when someone is caught with weed on them in public, with a few exceptions. More details are expected later today from the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and the New York City Police Commissioner. Meanwhile, major changes could be announced when it comes to how New York State handles marijuana possession. State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker releasing a long-discussed report that was commissioned by the Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, and the report now supports the idea of legalizing pot in that state.
We have neighboring states now that have legalized marijuana. When those facts change, we need to look at things differently. So that is the decision at this point, to have a regulated, legal marijuana program.
The change in policy also comes after criticism that blacks and Hispanics have been arrested for marijuana possession at a much higher rate than whites have in New York State and New York City. Famed fashion designer Kate Spade will be remembered in her hometown of Kansas City, Missouri, at a funeral service that's been scheduled for this Thursday. The 55-year-old Spade committed suicide at her New York City home 2 weeks ago. And the Centers for Disease Control says the number of Americans who smoke cigarettes has now reached the lowest level ever recorded in America. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.